الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ما يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله وخير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فقال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله الإيمان برؤية الله وهي إيمان برؤية الله في الدار الآخرة and that is to believe that Allah will be seen on the day of judgment As has been narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in authentic prophetic narrations, as Imam Ahmad rahimahullah mentions. And this is something which we've covered in summary previously. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, from the way he's written this book, Usul al-Sunnah, you find him repeating certain points and stressing on them to show the importance of these points. Not something to be, that repetition is something to be looked down upon, that it's repeated without a purpose. Rather, there is a purpose behind it. And Imam Ahmad wants to make ta'keed, and he wants to stress on the importance of these points, because a lot of people, they disbelieved, and they went astray, due to them disbelieving in the matters of the unseen, and due to them not fathoming that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held with himself. And from those matters of the unseen, is believing that you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this is, as Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah mentions, that the scholars mentioned, this is only for the mu'minun. The seeing of Allah is for the mu'minun. It's for the people who have iman, for those people of faith, for those who believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment. This seeing of Allah is for those believers, not for the kuffar. And as for the difference of opinion, and this is the shahidul dars today, and this is the point that which we want to discuss in our lesson today, and that is when people, they start and argue, they say, okay, we believe that Allah will be seen on Yawm al-Qiyamah, how about, can you see Allah in this dunya or not? And did the Prophet ﷺ see Allah or not? And this is the point that people want to discuss and they want to argue about, and they want to bring about doubts in this matter. So we'll try and cover it, mukhtasaran again, in a summary, to try and give the brothers a good understanding of that which really is the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah in this affair. As Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah mentions, a difference of opinion occurred pertaining to this issue. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam see his Rabb, see his Lord in the night of Al-Isra or not? And many people attach themselves to the statement of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as well as the statements of Ahmed, Imam Ahmed, other than Usul al-Sunnah, deriving the understanding that the Prophet ﷺ saw Allah, saw his Rabb with his two eyes. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah has said that the statement of Imam Ahmad and the statement of Ibn Abbas that are reported are general and restricted. Meaning, it is reported generally that Ibn Abbas said that the Prophet ﷺ saw his Lord, and it is also reported from him as well that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw his Lord with his heart, with his fawad, with his heart. Likewise, it has been narrated on the authority of Imam Ahmad that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw his Lord with his eyes, and there are other narrations from Imam Ahmad that indicate that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw his Rabb with his heart. And as Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah goes on to mention, and this is important, ya ikhwan, that the correct opinion is that which Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, that it is not in the book of Allah, in the Quran, nor in the authentic sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw his Rabb with his eyes. Rather, the statement of Ibn Abbas is discontinued, and it does not connect directly to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and at the same time, it is restricted. And the restricted texts that have come are more authentic As Imam Muslim rahimahullah mentions in his Sahih Muslim, it is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw his Lord with his heart twice, as Allah mentions in the Quran, ma kadhaba fuadu ma ra'a, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his heart not lied in what he saw. And Allah also mentions walaqad ra'ahu nazlatan ukhra, and that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him at a second descent. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked about this affair, and she said in a hadith of Masruq that there are three things that if anyone says to you, then indeed he has invented a great lie against Allah. And from those three things she mentioned, whoever says that Muhammad saw his Lord, he has invented a great lie against Allah. So Masruq said, pardon me for the moment of Ummul Mu'mineen, but doesn't Allah say the Prophet's heart lied? The Prophet's heart lied not, has not lied in what he saw. And also Allah said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad, saw him at a second descent. She Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that I am the first of the people from this ummah that asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this. She said that the verse refers to Jibreel, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he saw Jibreel in his natural state twice, once descending from the sky, blocking what is between the heavens and the earth, and also he saw him covering that which is between the sky and the earth because the greatness of his creation. Therefore the verse refers to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam seeing Jibreel alayhi salam, and this is Rawahu Muslim in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. Wadi ikhwan, for these are those texts which are simple for someone, and likewise these were important at the same time, because from the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah is tarqul jidal wa tarqul mirai wal jidali wal khusumati fi ddeen, to abandon arguing, debating and entering into controversial matters. If you find a doubt, and this deen is made easy, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُذَّكِرِ, this Quran and this religion is made something easy. So which one from you will remember those ayat, as Allah mentions? So the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something easy. Don't make it difficult upon yourselves. It's easy, refer back to that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. عَدُّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالنَّوَاجِدِ, that is, hold on to the Sunnah of Muhammad and the companions with their molar teeth. Don't hold on to Sayyid Qutb. Don't hold on to Zakir Naik. Don't hold on to likes of Peace TV and open your ears to doubts and desires and then think, where these doubts come from and this affair is not easy for me. Don't open your eyes to the readings of Maududi, and don't open your eyes to the readings of these people from Ikhwan al-Muslimin and from those innovative groups and sects like Jamaat al-Tabligh and other than that. La, rather suffice with the way of the Salaf, suffice with the way of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and suffice with the likes of Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Qayyim rahimahumullah. They brought about clarity, they brought about Furqan. And this affair of Furqan, ya ikhwan, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this month of Ramadan that we're in right now, Allah mentioning the word Ramadan in the Quran. In the Quran, when Allah mentions Shahru Ramadan, this month of Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, in the month in which the Qur'an was revealed, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, as a source of guidance for the people, وَالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْحُدَى, it's not just huda, but rather it has clarity in it, بَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْحُدَى. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just stop there? No, Allah mentions and completes the ayah, وَالْفُرْقَانِ. For the ayah, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْحُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. فَالْفُرْقَانِ is not something distinguished and left alone. Rather, it's throughout the religion you find that the da'wah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which was a da'wah of Furqan, clarifying truth from falsehood. لَا يَنْفَقُوا, don't think that it's something separate, that you're in Shahr Ramadan and it's only for recitation of the Quran, and I'm going to leave refuting Ahlul Bid'ah, and I'm going to leave all of this studying the Sunnah and actualizing my Aqidah. La, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding Ramadan, as the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, مَنْ صَامَ Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't just mention مَنْ صَامَ Ramadan غُفِرَهُ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. La, Allah subhanahu, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned مَنْ صَامَ Ramadan إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. For where is this iman going to come? This iman is going to come, and actualizing your iman is going to come is by actualizing and being upon the correct aqidah. نُعْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكُتُبِهِ وَيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, all these matters of the unseen. إِمَانُ بِاللَّهِ, iman in the matters of the unseen. إِمَانُ بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ, iman in the matters of the unseen. إِمَانُ in the دار الْآخِرَةِ, iman in the matters of the unseen. So one who has iman, وَاحْتِسَاب, احْتِسَاب, that he hopes only his reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he didn't do it for anybody. لَا يُشْرِكَ فِيهِ شَيْئًا, he didn't have shirk in his ibadat. Rather he did it لله سبحانه وتعالى. For having iman, establish التوحيد. يوحد الله. For this affair, the affair which we discussed, and we'll finish with that بإذن الله تعالى, the affair of رؤية الله يوم القيامة, it's easy if you stick to the hadith and stick to the likes of Sheikh Rabi' حفظه الله, and you read from the text which is mentioned, something summarized, something simple, brings you a hadith which is sahih, and don't debate about these matters. The matter is not for you to debate, the matter is for you to have iman, that you will see the mu'min, the person of iman, will see Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And as for the affair, if the Prophet ﷺ saw his Rabb with his eyes or not, then this is clarified. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَبَارَكْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَآخِرِ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.